Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Sinn Féin MLA Martina Anderson, a veteran Republican in Northern Ireland, has announced that she'll not be contesting the next Stormont Assembly election. It's understood the former MEP and another Sinn Féin representative, Karen Mullen, were asked to step aside following a Sinn Féin review of the party's structure in Derry. Ms. Anderson described the recommendation as a body blow. Her political career has spanned several decades, both at Stormont and in Brussels. Last night, she released a video on her Twitter page confirming that she would not run in the next election.
It has been a difficult time for Karen Mullen and I, but no matter that difficulty, we have approached this with Republican integrity and Derry pride. This struggle is bigger than any one of us. The national leadership correctly wants to re-energise Sinn Féin and Derry and reconnect it to our base. Since coming back from Europe, I have sought to do just that, despite only being an MLA for a number of weeks when the global pandemic impacted all my activism. It did not deter it, as the hundreds of people I helped can attest.
Martina Anderson, well, it was the Irish Examiner that first reported that she and Karen Mullen had been asked to consider their positions by the Sinn Féin leadership. That paper's political correspondent, Aoife Grace Moore, joins us with more on all of this. This has been rumbling on for some time, Aoife, and I know you've been reporting on it and obviously has now come to a head.
Yeah, it has. So as far as I'm aware, this was an ongoing investigation that began actually before Christmas. There had been ongoing issues in Derry, I'm sure everyone knows, but, you know, they lost the Westminster seat. Alicia McKillian lost the Westminster seat to the SDLP by over 17,000 votes. It was an incredibly hard day out for Sinn Féin in the city. They also, in the last council elections, lost 5 seats and lost their position as the biggest party on Derry City Council. So Mary Lou McDonald and the leadership of Sinn Féin decided that there would be an investigation into what was going wrong within Derry Sinn Féin and what the issues were. It went on before Christmas and all came to a head last week when a number of individuals, including MLA Gerry Kelly, came to the Derry Sinn Féin Corla Cantor, the leadership and the MLAs, and told them that they would all be expected to stand aside, that they had a new implementation plan about how they were going to rebuild in Derry City, and that in order for this implementation plan to be implemented, they would need everyone to stand aside. And last night, Karen Mullen and Martina Anderson confirmed that they would not run again in the Stormont election next May.
So election results, recent poor election results, it's also reported issues around governance and also close family and other relationships and connections between the most prominent figures in Sinn Féin in Derry.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of easy to connect the dots when you're reading the stories on the Examiner. So Alicia McKillian, the former MP, is a niece of Martina Anderson. The chair of Derry Sinn Féin at the time was a nephew of Martina Anderson. Kiarn Mullen's husband also played a role in the leadership of Derry Sinn Féin. So there is a lot of close family connections, and there has been for quite a while. It appears since the death of Martin McGuinness, who would have been the leader of the group in Derry, and obviously the Deputy First Minister, that there'd kind of been sources saying, you know, a bit of a circling of the wagons and, you know, these kind of positions, other people being prepared for positions, stuff like that, just issues around governance and bad governance as it was found, and it kind of led to poor election results, and that's why they were asked to stand aside.
So I suppose what might be described then as a purge, perhaps, of the leadership of Sinn Féin and Derry, what happens now?
What happens now? So there is a few issues. So the next election is supposed to be May. We know that Stormont is currently hanging by a thread. The DUP are in the middle of their own leadership challenge, and they have serious issues with the Brexit protocol. Also, even if it does get to May, that's only 12 months for Derry Sinn Féin to rebuild in the city. And the issue that they're having is in the opposite way of the rest of the country. Sinn Féin are attracting young people and attracting new people. But in Derry, they were noticing that the opposite was happening, and they were having a harder time keeping, you know, new members and fielding new candidates. And the issue now is there doesn't actually seem to be one person or two people that you would look at immediately in the city and say, there's the replacement for Martina Anderson and Ciarán Mullen. So it kind of remains to be seen what they plan to do. But they have, as you said, completely cleared house.
All right. Aoife Grace Moore, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Thanks very much indeed for that.